At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Welcome to the show, folks. We have NFL action early to start the day with the Giants and Panthers playing a game in Munich, Germany, which I can only assume the NFL is trying to punish Germany for having to be subjected to that matchup. But nonetheless, we got to cover that game and the other, so we're going to be much shorter today in terms of kind of getting into the picks and selection. So without much further ado, let's just talk about the matchups in general from a fantasy perspective. In terms of the quarterback position, I think a lot of people are going to be concentrated on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets against the Cardinals just because Rodgers is priced at $5,700. I just think that's a bad matchup still. I know the Cardinals haven't been the best on defense, but this Jets team has been so underwhelming. I don't understand how anyone can feel confident that they will show up, because the Jets are projected for over 25% ownership between Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. I just think it's too high, personally. I think there's a decent amount of chance of failure, and with the ownership going on the Jets players already, I don't think there's a ton of upside playing the Jets players, where most of the field is going to be at least on a piece of the action with either Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, or Davante Adams. I just think that with the ownership on all those guys being so high, and the ownership on Aaron Rodgers being over 15%, I don't see any value playing the Jets this week. I get that it can work out, but I see better chances for it to fail than working out against not to say comparable competition, but I do think the Cardinals offensively have been more consistent. The Jets have never been consistent this year at any point. So I just don't see the angle for playing the Jets expecting that you're going to get consistent production. It's like, it could happen that it turns into a shootout and you're in a 30-27 game and both sides put up points, but I think it's more likely you should be playing Kyler Murray at 6,700 than playing Aaron Rodgers at 57. It just, to me, I just think there's more value in playing Kyler at his price tag than trying to reach with what you're getting out of Rodgers. And actually, I had to correct myself. It's 6,300 for Kyler on DraftKings, 7,600 on FanDuel. Like, for some reason, I'm transposing the numbers. But anyway, moving on. The matchups I do think you should be looking into: Sam Darnold against the Jags. I mean, the Jags are giving up over 275 yards through the air every game. Not to say Sam Darnold should ever light the world on fire, but this is just a man matchup game where you should have plenty of opportunities for Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison should be in a good spot for the Vikings. The Jags have been giving up quite a bit on the ground the last couple of weeks, where, you know, they've been giving up over 75 yards rushing to lead running backs. Aaron Jones can both run and catch passes out of backfield from Darnold, so I'm okay with stacking Jones with Darnold and Jefferson or Addison and kind of going from there. I just think that this Jags defense is in quit mode on Doug Peterson. You know, I think it's getting to that point where we see things kind of go sideways completely for the Jags. No Trevor Lawrence either, so I'm not expecting much resistance from Mac Jones. But, you know, my concern is maybe this becomes too much of a stomp and, you know, we don't get enough points out of the Vikings. But, you know, the Jags are so bad defensively that I still think it's going to be a solid enough floor that we should be able to make do. Next up, we've got Brock Purdy against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, similar spot where the Bucs are giving up over 75 yards through the air. The only question with Purdy is, you know, you got Debo, you got Kittle. Juwan Jennings should be active today. You know, the weapons are coming back, and obviously the big elephant in the room, Christian McCaffrey, is playing today. McCaffrey's 8K on DraftKings, 9,400 on FanDuel. You know, my thinking with this is that I think they still go pretty slow with McCaffrey, not using him too much. It's not to say he's not going to get play. I think he absolutely plays. My question is, you know, do they limit him to like 10 carries and maybe like 5 or 6 passing plays? And that's the end of it for McCaffrey. So my concern with McCaffrey is I think he's going to be on a bit of a snap count where he's only going to play 60 to 65% of the snaps, and he's just not going to get enough touches to do the damage that you would want from him against Tampa. I think they're still going to do quite a bit of play action, use McCaffrey in that regard as a decoy, if you will, and get the ball out to Kittle and Debo. You know, to me, that's where I see the 49ers really attacking the Bucs this week. Yes, McCaffrey will get his touches, but I just don't think it's going to be full go for McCaffrey. So that's why I'm hesitant to play him at all. I just may fade him entirely and let the field just try to see if they can make it work with McCaffrey, because I just think there's going to be more options in the running back spot do some work. I mean, between Kamara being $100 more than McCaffrey at $8,100 and Bijan Robinson being $300 less than McCaffrey, I think both of those options will outscore McCaffrey, if I'm being completely honest. And obviously, I talked about Breece Hall being $7,600, but, you know, it's just all those options, I still think have a better chance of scoring higher than McCaffrey this week. So to me, I'm not in the McCaffrey camp at all. You know, it is what it is. Moving on to wide receiver. You know, I already talked about Justin Jefferson, clear number one for me. I'm not in love with Garrett Wilson or Davante Adams. Debo, 6,900, definitely in play. Drake London, I think it's a little bit more risky at 6,700 just because of the price tag. I'd rather play Darnell Mooney or Ray McCloud. Mooney is coming in right around 5,700. He got priced up because of the London situation where no one knows if he's playing or not, but all signs are pointing towards him playing. If for somehow it's a late scratch for London, absolutely locking in Mooney and Ray McCloud, but I may still just end up playing Mooney and McCloud regardless with London being ruled in, because you never know if the Falcons will pull him again mid-game because they have some concerns on him and want to avoid a Chris Olave situation, who, by the way, is now out for the year, it seems, with his concussion on the hospital ball Derek Carr threw. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's talk some cheap pieces. I do like Noah Brown at 4,300. You know, Washington playing the Steelers today. You know, I expect a lot of double team action to come to McLaurin, so I think Noah Brown can be successful there. You know, with folks kind of going after, you know, you got to go after the Steelers, but I think they're going to just cover up McLaurin quite a bit. So I think Noah Brown makes a ton of sense. And then Adonai Mitchell for the Colts is the cheap play at 3,400 that folks are kind of gravitating towards. But I still look at this as, you know, Indy's just a weird spot where I'm just not in love with targeting the pieces. I'd rather play Alec Pierce at 4,900 than play Adonai Mitchell. And then even then, Josh Downs in for Pickens. I mean, in for Michael Pittman, who's out. Downs at 6,200. It looks too good to be true because you have a spot where he's number one and he's only 6,200. With his talent, he should be able to have a monster game. I just don't love forcing it in. If that's your only play, I would rather stack him with Flacco if I'm playing Downs, just to at least get a little bit different, because there's so many other options that folks would rather play than play Joe Flacco. But if Downs goes off, it's going to be a monster game from Flacco. So, you know, that's the way I kind of look at it. From the tight end position, Kelce is going to be the most popular guy. Again, he's only 6K, double-digit games in back-to-back weeks for the Chiefs. They were up against a Denver defense that's been giving up points lately, so Kelce's definitely in play. Trey McBride against the Jets, definitely in play, 5,700. I already mentioned Kittle before, 5,800 for San Fran. You know, all these options I'm good with. I'm also good with Kate Otten at 5,500. I just don't want to dabble with the tight end position outside of those guys, and Taysom Hill at 4K for New Orleans, just because I could see this being a Taysom Hill game where he's just running inside the numbers once it comes into the red zone for the Saints, and he's vulturing touchdowns, if you will, from Alvin Kamara. So to me, those are the plays I'd be looking at from the tight end spot. Defense, I think there's going to be plenty of spin up spots that you can go after between the Chargers and the Chiefs. You know, people are going to look at the Bears against New England at 3K. I think that's fine. I think you can take the Pats side of the matchup at 2,500. I also think that's fine because I think the Pats can expose the Bears' offense for being as bad as I think it is. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, that is my brief synopsis of the fantasy outlook ahead for this week. We're going to take a quick break, get into the picks, and, yeah, we'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Throwdown Podcast will be right back after our sponsors pay the bills.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you got your popcorn ready.
All right, let's get back to it quickly. We have the Giants and Panthers in Munich. I mean, this is probably the worst game of the year, but with that being said, Giants are favored by 5.5. Begrudgingly, I have to take the Giants because if you can't beat the Panthers and win by a touchdown, you might be the worst team in the league. And the Giants should not be the worst team in the league. Daniel Jones cannot possibly continue to perform this poorly over a consistent period of time. It cannot be this bad. I mean, Neighbors healthy. Like, most of the weapons with Tracy, everyone's healthy. The defense is healthy. This is all a Daniel Jones play if you're taking the Panthers side. If you're taking the Panthers plus 5.5, it means you're just banking on Daniel Jones just being the worst quarterback in the league when he's playing against Bryce Young. That's literally all you're doing. So I'm begrudgingly taking the Giants. Believe me, I do not love it, but got to do it. So I'm taking the Giants minus 5.5, but realistically, I don't even want to bet this thing. Moving on. Bears against the Patriots. Bears at home, 6.5-point favorites. I don't love the spot either, but the Bears have been playing better at home than on the road. There's nothing from New England that's really, you know, jumping out at me. The 6.5 is where I get a little bit concerned because I'd rather see this line being at 4.5, but I don't love the Pats enough to take this plus 6.5. So I will take the Bears for a picks pool. I just wouldn't bet this game. To me, I think this is more of a waste. Bills, 4.5-point favorites. I think this is Bills all day. I just don't see anything from the Colts that gives me any sense of concern for the Bills. I think they absolutely smashed the Colts. Could Joe Flacco put up points in garbage time? Yeah, but I still think the Bills would be in a very comfortable spot, even if the Colts do put up points late. So I expect the Bills to cover. I'm not worried there. Vikings, 5.5-point favorites on the road against the Jags. I'll take the Vikings, but again, this is one of those spots where you're on the road, the Vikes could be looking past the Jags a bit, but I don't see enough from the Jags without Trevor Lawrence to do a ton of damage. This is just more about the Vikings than anything else. I don't see anything from the Jaguars that give me pause, so I'll take Minnesota. Denver going to Kansas City. The Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites. I'm actually going to take the Broncos here. The reason being is the simple fact is, I think the line is too big. Like, the Chiefs have not shown that they can pull away and just blow teams out. They are more than comfortable playing highly efficient football without causing variance by pushing the pace and trying to force big plays. The Chiefs are more than comfortable just grinding out games and getting the job done. I think they stay pretty tight to Denver overall. I think they eventually figure it out and get it done, but I'm not looking for the Chiefs to be blowing out anyone. I'll take the Denver side of the equation here. Atlanta traveling to New Orleans to play the Saints. Falcons, 3.5-point favorites. I mean, there's really not much you could say from a New Orleans side that make you feel great about it. You know, home dog at 3.5 points. I just take the Atlanta side and hope for the best that it doesn't turn into a field goal game because it's a division rivalry spot. But, you know, I just don't like the Saints side of the equation. You know, maybe there's some kind of dead cat bounce with Dennis Allen getting fired. But, you know, I just don't see anything truly compelling about the Saints in general. So I'll take a pass there. San Francisco traveling to Tampa to play the Bucs. San Fran, 6.5 point favorites. Part of me just wants to take the Tampa side of the equation here. I know this spot is telling folks that San Fran should be able to throw quite a bit on Tampa, and I get it. I absolutely get it. I think San Fran can put up points against Tampa. My thing is, I think Tampa could also put up points against San Fran. So I'm not entirely sold on the idea that the 49ers are going to be able to shut down Tampa's offense completely, even with the injuries. I think scheme-wise, Tampa does have the ability to put up 20-plus points, and I'm not necessarily seeing the 49ers putting up 30-plus points against Tampa. I think it's going to be more of an efficiency-type game where, you know, you're going to see San Fran somewhere in that 27-point range. But I just don't think you're going to get a true shootout between these two teams. So they're going to still run the ball quite a bit. So, you know, I'll take the Tampa Bay side of it and take the +6.5, and we kind of go from there. Washington up against the Steelers. I like the Steelers +2.5 on the road. To me, you know, Russell Wilson is playing solid ball. I don't see any reason not to be able to take a veteran team like the Steelers on the road in this spot. So I kind of look at it from the standpoint of, you know, we got a veteran Steelers team, a Washington team that's trying to figure it out. Plus, Washington's got Philly ahead early next week on Thursday Night Football. You know, I like this spot for the Steelers, so I am good with taking the Steelers. I think it's a relatively close game, but I will take the Steelers +2.5. Moving on, we've got the Chargers and Tennessee. Whew, man, God. Tennessee, jeez, it's just, man, just fire everyone and just start over again. Just blow it up again, Tennessee. It's like, I just don't know what else to say. Chargers, 7.5 point favorites. Not that I love the Chargers, but Tennessee is just that bad. I'll take the Chargers -7.5. I just think Tennessee sucks. Nothing else needs to be said. Jets, slightly favored now against the Cardinals. Cardinals had opened up being 1.5 point favorites, and now the Jets are 1.5 point favorites. I don't buy the line movement. It's like, I know people are betting on the Jets side. I just don't buy it. To me, I'd just rather take the Arizona side of the equation and be different from a picks pool standpoint than just try to follow the pack and bet the Jets. Like, the Jets are not a reliable team. It's just not a reliable team. So, I'll leave it at that. We'll see where the game ends up, but I'd just rather be on the Arizona side of the equation here. Philly, 7.5 point favorites at Dallas. Honestly, this line could be 10. I will still take the Eagles side of the equation. Cooper Rush on a bad Dallas team is not going to keep this game that close. I just don't believe it. I can't see where Cooper Rush is going to be an effective player. It's like, when Cooper Rush was playing in prior years when Dak would get hurt, the Cowboys were solid on the offensive line. They could run the ball and allow him to play action. The Cowboys can't run the ball. They gotten old. They have no running backs. How is Cooper Rush going to be effective when he needs to be able to play action? I think he's a sitting duck there. So to me, this is a Philly smash spot. I think Philly blows them out, and you can bet alternative lines that of how much Philly blows them out by. But to me, I think Dallas is going to struggle big time here. Sunday Night Football, Detroit traveling to Houston to play the Texans. Detroit, 3.5-point favorites. I will take Detroit side because I think the Texans are still too banged up to hang around in this one long enough. The Texans are still a good team. I just think Detroit, the way they're set up, they can just maul the Texans and just take the game over in the second half. So I'd rather just take the Detroit side of the equation. I'm not as worried about the hook, although it is telling that they've put the hook in there for 3.5. I was thinking this line would be 4. It's like if it was 4 or higher, like maybe I give a little bit more credence to the Texas side, even though the 3.5 shouldn't make a difference. It's just, there's just not enough. Like, I mean, if you want to bet the Texas side, I'd rather just throw it into a teaser than try to bet it outright. But I just look at Detroit being the better team. They'll figure out a way to win the game. And I think they just cover in the fourth quarter. Monday Night Football, another stinker, but, it is what it is. It's just, who knew these teams would be this poor bad? But Miami traveling to L.A. to play the Rams. Rams 2.5-point favorites. I got to take the Rams side here. Miami just hasn't been healthy. They're still trying to figure it out, but it seems a little bit too little too late. The Rams also have gotten healthier with Puka and Kupp being back. Obviously, Puka got ejected last week, but he's supposedly healthy. So I expect the Rams offense to be able to move the ball. Miami should be able to score on the Rams as well. But, I just look at this spot as I think the Rams are a slightly healthier team on both sides of the ball, and so I will give the edge to the Rams. I don't have a great deal of confidence on either side, so I'm not looking to be that interested in betting it heavily, so I'll just leave it at that. So I will take the Rams side, and that will do it for us. We'll get out of here because we have the early game coming up, but good luck, everyone, and until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.